Hey there, dopamine detectives. Sienna Cruz here, your guide through the wild world of focus and addiction. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing that next hit of dopamine, scrolling through social media or endlessly binge-watching? You know that feeling when your brain screams for just one more notification, one more video clip, even though deep down you know it's not serving you? Today we're tackling a topic that gets at the heart of healthy living. Building strong, supportive relationships. Because let's face it, folks, our connections with others are major players in our overall well-being, and they can either be our greatest source of strength or our biggest distraction from what truly matters. So, buckle up, because we're diving deep into 5 golden nuggets to help you cultivate relationships that fuel your soul instead of draining your energy. Number 1. Recognize the power of quality over quantity. I know, the more friends, the merrier sounds like a catchy jingle, right? But think about it, would you rather have 100 acquaintances who vaguely know your name or a handful of true, supportive friends who truly see and understand you? Genuine connection is like that rare vintage wine it takes time to develop, but the flavor is rich and worth savoring. Number 2. Active listening is your secret weapon. This one's huge. It's not just about hearing words, it's about truly absorbing what someone's saying, understanding their emotions, and responding with empathy and compassion. When you practice active listening, you build trust, create a safe space for vulnerability, and strengthen the bond between you and the other person. Number 3. Boundaries are your best friend. They might sound like walls, but they're actually healthy fences that protect your energy, time, and emotional well-being. It's okay to say no sometimes, to prioritize your needs, and to set clear expectations in relationships. Remember, healthy boundaries don't mean being selfish. They mean taking care of yourself so you can show up fully for the people who matter most. Number 4. Communication is key, but it's not always about talking. Sometimes, a simple gesture, a shared laugh, or a knowing look speaks volumes. Pay attention to nonverbal cues and remember that effective communication involves both speaking and listening. And hey, don't be afraid to get creative. Write a heartfelt letter, send a thoughtful text, or plan a special activity together. These little gestures can go a long way in nurturing your connections. Number 5. Embrace the power of forgiveness. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts you in the end. Learning to forgive doesn't mean condoning harmful behavior. It means choosing to release the negativity and bitterness that weighs you down. Okay, let me paint your picture. Picture this. Sarah's been feeling overwhelmed lately, juggling work, family, and social commitments. She's constantly checking her phone, scrolling through social media, seeking instant gratification and a temporary escape from reality. One day, she has lunch with her best friend, Jessica, who really listens to her woes without judgment, offering a shoulder to cry on and practical advice. Jessica reminds Sarah about the importance of slowing down, prioritizing self-care, and reconnecting with her passions. That simple conversation acts as a wake-up call for Sarah. She realizes that genuine connection with people who truly understand her is far more fulfilling than fleeting dopamine hits from social media. She starts making an effort to spend quality time with loved ones, engaging in meaningful conversations, and setting boundaries around screen time. Slowly but surely, she feels a shift within herself, a sense of peace, purpose, and belonging that comes from nurturing authentic relationships. So, remember those 5 golden nuggets we talked about. Quality over quantity. Choose deep connections over superficial ones. Active listening. Truly hear what others are saying, understand their emotions, and respond with empathy. Boundaries. Protect your energy and well-being by setting clear expectations in relationships. Communication is key. Talk, listen, and find creative ways to connect beyond words. Embrace forgiveness. Release the negativity and bitterness that weighs you down. Now go out there, nurture those connections, and build a support system that fuels your happiness. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Dopamine Damage Control, where we'll be tackling stress management techniques. Share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of relationship wisdom, leave us a review, and let me know what you thought in the comments below. Until then, stay focused, stay connected, and keep chasing those dopamine highs the healthy way.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.